As far as the Siyam of Sefer Iyov is concerned, it's different from a Siyam on Tovah Shebaal Peh, Mishneh Gemor. You don't say Hadron Aloch. There's a simple reason for it. The whole purpose of Hadron Aloch is Mesugal Lezikora. Originally, the learning was meant to be remembered, to be rehearsed, to be remembered. And the purpose of Torah Shebaal Peh was should not be written down, but should be preserved in one's memory. So it says when you finish a Mesichta, you say a tefillah, that we shall return to it, and it's Nashiminoch, shall not be forgotten from us, we'll come back to it. And it says that if you say that with Kavona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you with the Zikoron, that you remember the Mesichta, especially since you promise you're going back to it, and so forth and so on. But that's Torah Shebaal Peh, which actually was not supposed to be written down in the first place, only to commit it to memory. Torah Shebitzav is the opposite. You're not supposed to quote it Baal Peh. You're supposed to always say it in the Pusik. Therefore, the Hadron Aloch doesn't make any sense. It means you have to learn Tanakh all the time, all the Tanakh, but to say a special tefillah that you should remember it, in the sense, remember the Pesukim, the Girsa, that is not tefillah, because you shall never quote the Pesukim, never learn Pesukim Ba'ad. Always have it written Mitoch HaKzah. This explains why a Siyam on a Tanakh is different from the Siyam on a Sefer Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, we have to be Messiah. But the last thing that we learned was that apparently irrelevant thing that Iyov Vayilo Shivono Vonim Sholos Bonos, that he had back his seven sons, according to the Mephoshim. The sons and daughters never really died. This was only part of the Nisoyan. The Shliach came and told them so. Shivona means indicate the same. And the three daughters, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back his money and his health, he found a Nechoma in every one of those. But if a person, Chas V'Shalom, loses 10 children, and even if he gets 10 new children, that would never be a Nechoma. So it was the same children. And then it says that Shem Achas, all of a sudden one was called Yemimo, Shem Hashem is Ketzio, Shem Hashlish is Keren Apuk, which we said means one is youth, Yemimo means youth, the other is perfume, the third is makeup, which are the three stages of the beauty in a woman. But we have said already when we left last time, this is too simple a perish, and it's not understandable why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Iyov Ruach HaKodesh. It mentions that. In fact, it says, La nimtzu noshim yofos kibnos Iyov b'chol ha'oretz. Never women so beautiful like the daughters of Iyov were not found in the whole world. Now, first of all, Sheka Hachay, Evel HaYofi, why is that mentioned? What does it mean? Thirdly, Vayitein lohem aviem nachlo v'soch acheyem. The father gave them a heritage amidst their brothers, which is something happened to the Benos Tzolofkot, except they didn't have any brothers. So this is the Chiddush. Although they were brothers, the father treated them exactly as if they were sons, which explains the men. Vayitein lohem aviem. So, Acheihem, in other words, they were treated like sons. Why is that mentioned? And that, why is that mentioned? Maybe it should have been mentioned that they make some good shiduchim. they got a lot of money. Beautiful and a lot of money. Vayechi Iyo, Acheirezos. After this, he lived Meo Vaboim Shon. That means Achesos means after Shaholcha Yahya Yisurim Emen, after the sufferings had disappeared, He lived double as long as he had lived until then. I mean, the Chacham tell us, Yisum came upon him when he was 70 years of age, and then he lived now 140, so altogether 210, from the moment that, according to some, that Israel, Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, until Yitzias Mitzrayim is 210 years. Vayire, he says, as he saw, as Bono, as B'nai Bono, Abodo. He saw, he had his children, his grandchildren, four daughters. Well, if you live 210 years, you should see more than four daughters. Yaakov Avinu, 70 people, became 600,000 people in 210 years. But this was a brocha like we say, Gam b'nei mocha ben Menashe yuldu al birkei Yosef. And it says, he saw four daughters. Then it says, Vayomos Iyov, Zokein v'sva yomos. Iyov died, Zokein means old, satiate with days, which means if somebody would have asked him, would you like to live on any longer, would have said, no, I've lived long enough, very happy to die. Same expression, or very similar, as we find by Avraham Avinu after 175 years, that he was so keen to survive. So the Gemara says in Brochas, Rabbi Yochanan ki hava mesayim sefer Iyov, when Rabbi Yochanan completed sefer Iyov, Oma Hocha, he said the following. Sofo dom lomus, ayomas Iyov, the end of a person is to die. Sof behema l'shchita, the end of an animal is to be killed, either to die or to be killed, useful. Behema, at least men will have a benefit from. The hakol l'miso hein om, whatever that adds. Hakol l'miso, all are destined to die. Ashrei misha, godol b'torah, happy is he who grows up in the Torah when he's young. Amola b'torah, when in, during his lifetime makes an effort to learn Torah, to keep Torah. And he makes a pleasure to his creator, the good old B'Shem Tov, and then he grows up with a good name. That means Le'yotzro Takarish Bohu. Shem Tov is always is amongst men. The Nifta B'Shem Tov, and before he dies, he doesn't commit some kind of foolishness where he loses his good name. The Nifta B'Shem Tov, when he goes away from the world, he retains his Shem Tov. Means it remains even after his death. Nifta b'shem tov min ha'olam, v'olav oma shloma b'chachmoso, tov shem, shem and tov, better is a good name than good oil, v'yom hamoves miyom hivoldo, only upon such a person is the day of death better than the day of birth. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the question is, of course, why did he say this observation at the end of Sefer Iyov? What do we find in Sefer Iyov about Amola Batorah, Godol Batorah? And everything else is fitting, but what does it have to do with Iyov, according to most of the Mephoshim, is didn't live, was not a Jew. There was only one day that Iyov was a Jew. And then there's a one day that Iyov is Lahoyo, Lanivo, and there was only Moshe. However, and there is a Chiddush mentioned here in this Sefer, a Chiddush b'shem Pachad Yitzchok, that brings it b'shem Rabbi Hai Gaon. He says, when the Gemara says, he had a different gears in the Gemara. Not Iyov never existed, the whole thing is a Moshe. Iyov Lahoyo, he didn't exist. He was only created. He was the Hoya Velo Nivro. No, the Hoya, he didn't exist, was created only in order to serve as a Moshe. Means he did exist, definitely. But the whole thing, the whole purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him and put him into this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach a lesson. By the existence of Iyov. existence of Ia. So we find more Baba Basra. Moses says, Koset Hoya Bohoritz ve Iyov Shemo. Labola Olam El Lakabu Tsechoro. He came only into this world in order to receive his Sechah. Kovala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tsechoro Olam Hazeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a double Sechah in this world and in Olam Habo, also in Olam Hazeh. And then Kedela told him in Olam Habo to take him away from Olam Habo. He has no Olam Habo. In the Gemara in Sota adds on, we have learned that in Sota, it imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'iyov me'ein Olam Habo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Iyov a calm of Olam Habo in this world, and that's the end of Iyov. So we have to understand what it means. First of all, the story of Iyov means he was created to teach us a lesson. Teach us a lesson, the whole world a lesson. The basic lesson that when you look at the world, and this is how our favorite Talmud has explained it, you look at the world and we see apparently everything is the other way around. Tzadik v'ra lo, rosh hashem v'tov lo. This unanswered question that we should know, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the human being, tests the emunah. We accept it, we know HaTov Shimcho, L'cho Noel L'Hodos, everything is good, everything is right, everything is right. Heard a word, I don't know by whom, they said it in the Medrash, I never found it in the Medrash. It says, by Yidom Aaron. Aaron kept quiet when he lost his, I mean, not his little children. He says, that's only the Olam Hazeh. That the Olam Habo is going to speak up. L'man yisamecho chuvo v'lo Yidom. He will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what happened to him. In this world, the best he can do, keep quiet. Something terrible happened to him. The biggest simcha is 2 sons, 1 second. Vayidom Aaron. If it's not in the Medrash, it's Tamar Hasidish word, but it's beautiful. I couldn't find it anywhere. But it's so whatever it is. But he says, you'll speak up in Olam Habo. He will not keep quiet. He will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says in Olam Habo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make such a world, Olam Shekula Tov, that on the Suros Roos, you will say, Baruch HaTov V'Hameiti. On Besuchas Roos, on bad things, we'll say HaTov V'Hameiti. You understand that the bad is really good. So there's a medrash, a beautiful medrash. Shnei b'nei odom omru tova echad. One got Sechar, the other got Onish. Avram Avinu and Iyov. Avram Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you say, Cholil l'cho, Ashovit kol ha'oretz lo ya'aseh mishpot, Rak tzadikim rosho. He said the same things as Iyov said. Avram Avinu was rewarded for it, he was punished for it. So Nebuchadnezzar says, why is that? Huh? Why is that? He said this in Medrash Rabba. Avram Omer Bishula, Iyov Omer Pago. Avram said the ripe fruit, and Iyov was the unripe. Pago is an unripe fruit. He says, Iyov asked the question, but the question was referring to himself. Why do all tzaddikim suffer, or most, very often? But he meant himself. Avraham Avinu was not talking about himself. He says, Cholil Chulin Olo, it'll be Chilul Hashem in the world. The world doesn't understand. I accept it. Avraham, that means it was the right fruit. The way Avraham Avinu said, that I accept it, but the world doesn't accept it. The world will not understand. Chulin Olo, there will be Chilul Hashem. So Avraham Avinu was mispalel for Chilul Hashem, but Iyov was complaining about himself. The same thing, the same thing. So what Iyov received was this. And here I have seen a word in Rabbi Yosef Albo, it is in Sefer Ikrim, which is commonly not too well known. He says that, he talked about the question, his book says, when you come to Eretz Canaan, you shall kill all the inhabitants. Was a chayah kol nesham, everybody, babies and so on. So he said, how is this possible? same as the Hanidaha. Everybody, little babies, Hakad. So the Rabbi Yosef Albers says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the baby will die without any pain and will then have Olam Haba. He will live in Olam Haba, but not forever. In other words, there's no reason. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gives every human being, gives every human being a full measure of happiness. Odom la nivro elalis anek al Hashem. This is the phrase of the Tzilas Yishon. Man was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him a onek Hashem. That's the highest form of onek. If he doesn't get it in this world, he'll get it in the other world. And it refers to every goy, to everybody. That's not Chaya Olam. It's not eternal life. It's not eternal life. It is ending at 1 minute, then it ends. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a vessel to which he pours only onek. But sometimes a person suffers. He said, Olam Haba, the suffering is changed around into onek. And so that everybody, so he says, innocent children, these children, let's say, Yanidachas or the Amalek or whatever it is, they've not done anything wrong. He says, well, they are created, since they have not done anything wrong, to get the full measure of onek, of simcha, of tova. If they didn't get it in this life, they'll have it in Olam Haba. But then it comes to an end. It doesn't. Chaya Olam, that he'll never come to them, that's only tova. Asher nosa lo natoras emes, chaya Olam not abesachem. Iyov get his full measure. He came into the world, lekabel zechora. Now he suffered for 1 year. The most excruciating suffering is a test. He didn't stand the test. Didn't stand the test. Had he stood the test, I've mentioned always, this is the key medrash, that he would say, Elekei Avrom, the Psikta Rabosi, says he would have said, Elekei Avrom, Yitzro Yaakov, Elekei Yir. But he didn't stand the test. And he didn't stand the test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him his full measure. First of all, the whole, he had 70 years of Olam Hazeh, as 70 years, which is the average life of Shnei Meishin Hasein, that is with the fullest measure of simcha, of hanoah. It says when Eov, in the Medrash says when Eov was cutting the people of Eov, they are cutting in the field, reaping, so it was very terribly hot in the summer, so there would be clouds over the field, so they wouldn't schwitz, they wouldn't perspire. You could see the hashgocha. The hashgocha, he says, wild animals attacked the goats of Eov. The goats of Eov would drive them away. Because you could see, nobody ever was given so much onek in Olam Hazeh for 70 years. What happened afterwards is Olam Haba. He has went through 12 months of tests, which are equal to Yisurei Gehinnom, Yud Beis Chodesh. Now he gets Olam Haba. But he gets the Olam Haba in this world. He gets the Olam Haba in this world. That is Simbar, that means he gets twice the life of Olam Hazeh. And this Olam Haba is not only that he gets the physical pleasures, not only physical pleasures, he's getting spiritual pleasures. And this is indicated by the three daughters. He's speaking of Nefesh and Ruach and Neshama. And the three daughters, which you know, Nimtzu, Givnos, Iyov, Becholo, Oretz. They had three daughters, were beautiful, but these were three names which symbolized the three aspects of the Neshama. Whatever the Neshama gets in Olam Haba, one is called Yemimo, the other is called Ketzir, the other is Keren Apuchim, Samti Puch Avonai. This is what is promised in Olam Haba. Puch is the diamond, Keren Apuch means the shine of the diamond. And they were given Nachalo v'Sochacheihem, means if the seven sons represent the 70 years of Olam Hazeh, this Me'ein Olam Haba, symbolized by the three daughters, was now placed into Olam Hazeh. So he lived 210 years altogether. He had his whole Tzicha, everything, all the Hanoah, all everything, but then it came to an end. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said when he finished. There's a Sefer Iyo, he says, everything has to come to an end. Life in this world, animal life, shechita. Life was not intended to last forever. Life is something which is an entity. It starts and it ends. There's nothing eternal except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing eternal. The HaKol Misa on the first, after you get the Olam HaBo, even the Goyim that gets a Chak, and they get Olam HaBo, after this, but at the end, there's also an end. HaKol Misa on Omdi. So what means Chaya Olam, it never ends? Ashrei Misham Olam HaTorah. That's what the Torah says. It never ends. Chaya Olam not HaMesachem. Yishuv Godol HaTorah, Amol HaTorah. It says, Mish yesh lo tal Torah, tal shel tchias ha-meisim comes upon him. So in other words, they even the Hasidim umas ha-olam, they get olam abo. Maybe after 5 million years it ends, whatever it is. But this never ends, because like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Once you connect yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remain atem adnekim Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom, remains forever and ever and ever. This is the onik, this onik al Hashem, and since it's onik Hashem, it can never end. And now, if Chas V'Sholom, a person learns Torah, and he doesn't keep the Torah, so he doesn't have a shame talk, he doesn't do nachas ruach liyotza, because then the whole Torah was in vain. But suppose he does learn Torah, and he keeps the Torah, and then he has a nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people, the nifta b'shem tov in the olam, all of our course of Omer, Yom HaMoved, Yom HaMoved. That's the only one where the day of death is greater than the day of birth. Because Yom HaMoved, Yom HaMoved, because the day of death means eternal life, which you can never attain in this life, you have to attain in Olam HaBo. So there, just like to end with the following. There's a Medrash, which I put here in my Sefer, in Medrash Pliya. Seen it in the Sefer, Shemati Medrash Pliya. It says, Kishekitra Iyav, Iyav had complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Herolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sukkah Shal Gimel Gifan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a sukkah of three walls. What is it? What is it? He saw the sukkah of three walls. A sukkah is a diras ak. Sukkah is a temporary dwelling. Temporary dwelling. But at the same time, it says, Teishu ke'ein t'durum, should live in the sukkah, ke'ein t'durum. Which means, as if you live, from which we learn that mitztaya, put them in the sukkah. If you have pain, put them. Now, I like to see a person who lives in a house, there's only three walls. One wall is broken out. You mitztaya, he loves mitztaya. That's good, that's nice gilead. Only one wall is knocked out. So, if a person is really a mamim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah says that three walls or two walls with one tefah is a dira, and you mean l'shem shemayim, you enjoy it. It's teshu k'ev d'dura. You're missing so many things that 2.5 walls knocked out. But the Torah says this is dira, teshu k'ev d'dura. It's sukkah, simcha sukkah. You enjoy it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shalom to Iyav, Sukkah shall give you the banners." He says, "Your life in Olam Hazeh is bizarre. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, because this is Olam Hazeh. It was meant. And if you enjoy it, this Anagar Hashem, even with the Sukkah shall give you the banners, you can have a taste, you can aim to do. This is the meaning of life in Olam Hazeh." Had Iyav understood this lesson, he would have become like Avraham Avinu. He would have been one of our Ovos. And what Avraham Yitzchak was to us, he would have been to the other Hasidim himself, and they would have had Chaya Olam. It didn't happen. Now, so when we close Sefer Iyov, we would like to say, like Iyov is a Sefer which Bar Minon in time of Tisha B'Av and Avelis, you can learn it. So since we close it, we mean V'sholma Yimei Evlech, shall not be any Tzar, no Avel, and everybody should have Arichas Yomim, V'shonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give all of us long life in Olam Hazeh, and Chaya Olam, Nota B'Sacheinu. And I'd like to give again a great Yeshakoch to, especially, Rav Glucksman, and to all the participants in the Shia, and we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help all of us to continue Lilmot, Lame, Lishma, Las, and Kain, Yom Tov.